Time to touch base with Chad Baldwin for his monthly report from the University of Wyoming. Chad, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing great.
I appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much. And number of topics to jump into here this morning. First, off right out of the gate, here in Lincoln County, anytime we see the word nuclear in a headline, it kind of perks our ears, of course. And sounds like a researcher at the university has received a grant to help protect nuclear reactors from seismic activity. Tell us all about this.
You bet, Duke. Yeah. We've talked before here on your program about all the attention that now the university is paying to the nuclear industry in the state, which is reviving and growing. Dr. Ankit Sahana is in our Department of Mechanical Engineering, and he's received funding for his project, which is going to look about how you can protect nuclear power plants from seismic events. And this is where it gets a little tricky, Duke, because I'll do my best to explain it, but he's using a technology called particle dampers, which are vibration damping technology that consists of like a cavity with entrapped particles. And then when you get seismic activity, these trapped particles collide with each other and they dissipate the vibrational energy of seismic stuff. Seems pretty crazy, but that's what he's doing. And now this, I should point out that this does not have anything, this is not going to be technology used in the TerraPower project, which is already well underway. But this is looking at the future of an important energy sector to our country and our state to make it safer and protect it more from earthquakes. Pretty cool that's happening here, and just one of many different sorts of nuclear-related projects happening at UW.
There's a pretty good description, Chad. If you're not careful, the engineering department will pick you up, put you on their staff, man. You better. that's fantastic. And it really does just go to show again, as you mentioned, we've talked about before, but it goes to show again the university's commitment to that industry and not just specifically to the TerraPower facility in Kemmer, but the growing industry statewide and starting to kind of lead the nation in this type of research when it comes to nuclear technology.
Absolutely, Duke, and it's important. And our administration in Washington, D.C. has made it a priority. Really, this is all kind of taken on, quite honestly, a bipartisan tone, really, where I notice, like, the governor of New York, for example, announcing they're going to have a new nuclear power plant in that state. And so this is it's a national sort of thing, and we want to be at the cutting edge of it for our state and our country. So that's what this is all about.
Chad Baldwin from the University of Wyoming joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Chad, of course, you're getting ready to welcome students back in a month and a half or so back to Laramie for the fall semester. And it sounds like a new dining center and residence halls have come quite a long way in their construction process.
Duke, they're about done. And this is the biggest construction project in the university's history, Duke, like approaching $400 million. And it's ultimately it's going to create about 1,000, almost 1,000 new beds for our residential students, and then this new dining center, and they're putting the furniture in right now. And this north hall, which is will open this fall, then the south hall will open in December. But we've gotten in to take a look at it. It's really spectacular, and the rooms are nice. The common spaces are especially impressive, and looking forward for. Our new class of students been able to kick these things off for us this fall.
Of course, as you use the word kick things off for the fall, then that of course means football season coming right up. Renovations at War Memorial Stadium been going on for a couple of years, and looks like the media is getting an early look at refurbished War Memorial Stadium ahead of the season.
Yeah, I got to go on the tour here about a week and a half ago, Duke, where we have this new seating area and a new kind of venue for people to during and before and after the games to hang out and eat and drink and socialize. We call them loge seating, L-O-G-E. That's outdoor seating, but it's, I guess you could say, it's kind of a cross between what we call our Wildcatter suites, which are enclosed, and these suites are open air. And so there we have about 260 seats that are all but 50 of them are already spoken for, by the way, where it's prime viewing of the stadium from the west side. And then right behind that, they've carved out a whole big section where they're going to have a food and drink area and some other sort of private spots. So they've created a whole new area within our stadium for people to enjoy a game day and then have events not on game days. So real spectacular. It's an $85 million project, Duke, that's happened. And then the other part of it, of course, is a new press box, which is up a little higher, which we did not get to get in to see yet. But really exciting. I mean, athletics are very competitive, and we can be from Wyoming here that we have a facility, a really unique setting to watch our football program and support it, and then, you know, have very modern stadium experience.
Speaking with Chad Baldwin this morning in his monthly report from the University of Wyoming. Well, Chad, let's wrap it up this morning talking about the Geology Journal marking 60 years with the Denver Dinosaur Discovery article. Tell us what this story is about.
Yeah, we have a real proud heritage at UW of a really strong geology program. Wyoming is a mecca for geologists around the country. And we have an actual scientific journal that's now 60 years old where people in the Rocky Mountain region called Rocky Mountain Geology, and people publish things about, you know, different geological findings. And the new one comes from down south of the border there in Denver, where they have a museum there at their Denver Museum of Nature and Science. And they were drilling down in their parking lot for something to check on hydrothermal energy prospects. And in this coring sample, they found a 67.5 million year old dinosaur fossil, which is pretty crazy. It's like the deepest they've ever found in the Denver area. And so anyway, it's big national news. If you saw, it was on CNN, it was on NBC News, it was on all kinds of stuff about, look, the dinosaur museum found a dinosaur fossil in their parking lot. Well, that was published in the University of Wyoming Geology Journal, which is kind of cool. Kind of just shows again where we make some national headlines from time to time, Duke, and that's fun.
Absolutely. Always something happening at the University of Wyoming. That's Chad Baldwin with the report this morning. Chad, anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
Hey, Duke, real quick, I'm calling you. I'm talking to you not from Laramie today. I'm from calling from the Black Hills up near the South Dakota border. Our Board of Trustees is meeting up here. They tried to get out around the state in the summertime, and because we're not the University of Laramie, we're the University of Wyoming, and so it's just sort of interesting. I'll be in your neck of the woods here. Recently, last month, we talked about the Little Snake River Basin down in South Central Wyoming. It's just fun in my job to get around the state, and I'm told we're going to be the trustees will be in Western Wyoming next summer. So looking forward to that.
All right. We hope to see you then when that happens. Thank you so much. That's Chad Baldwin this morning and his monthly report from the University of Wyoming. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.